Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. To let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life. To turn your life around, put you on the right road to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with his powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We have some beautiful services in them jails and prisons. Praise God. That was before the coronavirus closed over March of 2020. Praise the Lord. We're in 2023. Praise God. Amen. And we're gearing up to get ready to go back into the jails and prisons again. Praise God. We have this powerful message we've been teaching all this month, talking about, praise the Lord, the true saint versus a hypocrite. Praise the Lord. Those of you in the free world, tell your neighbor to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. Those of you that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of the message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, the Lord wants people that will live holy, that will live right. Because God loves holiness. Amen. He loves holiness. Now, there's no need to waste time, church people, arguing about church denominations, arguing about religions. Some people don't know what holiness is. I'm telling you, they don't know what holiness is. Because I look at some posts on social media. Why they talk like that. Act like, you know, talking about, you don't pose to be this. You don't pose to be that. You don't pose to be this. You don't pose to be that. But be born again. Don't you know when you be born again, you are holy? Don't you know that? Amen. People, God don't have nobody running around here like an incubated chicken. Amen. When you are holy, the Lord will put you with the holy people. Because the holy people are God's people. If you're not holy, you're not part of God's family. And I'm letting people know that, praise God. Because people up here running around, amen, trying to justify themselves. And pride is going to keep a lot of people out of heaven. Folks are so proud. Just pride. Amen. Too proud to humble themselves down and get holy like the Bible says. Talking about they non-denominational. That's how, where that in the Bible? Talking about you non-denominational. The Lord didn't tell nobody to be non-denominational. He told you to be holy. That's what he told you. Praise God. I don't preach non-denominational. Because that's not what the Bible said. Amen. Amen. You sending them non-denominational church, that means you're doing things your way. This is not Burger King. You can't go to heaven doing it your way. You got to do it God's way. God command us to be holy. He didn't say be non-denominational. He didn't say that. Amen. So people, you better stop playing church. Amen. Stop being lifted up in pride. Amen. I'm telling you, you can die and go to hell outside of God's will. Amen. I'm telling you, praise God. God said, be holy, for I am holy. That's what he said. Praise the Lord. If you're not holy, how in the world are you going to get to heaven? How in the world are you going to get in there? Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, God ain't going to go and accept nobody. Well, I'm non-denominational. Amen. I'm telling you, the only way in the world to get that from. That's some man-made up. I'll tell you the truth. That's some man-made up. Oh, man-made stuff. Glory to God. Folks, you better stop playing church. And start getting it like the Bible said. We sing that song, Is You Got It? Is You Got It Like the Bible said? Is You Got It Like the Bible said? I'm telling you, amen. Because the Bible said in Hebrews 12 and 14, said, follow peace with all men, holiness without. No man
shall see the Lord. That's what the Bible says. So people, you better follow. If you plan on going to heaven, you better obey what that Bible says. Stop playing church. You hear me? Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. Let's get ready to go back into the Word of God. St. Luke, praise the Lord, 12 and 54. Let's see what the Bible says.
And he said also to the people, when you see a cloud rise out of the west, straightway you said, there cometh a shower, and so it is. And when you see the south wind blow, you say, there will be heat, and it cometh to pass.
Now people know, amen, the facts of life. You know the facts of life. You know, amen, like Jesus said, amen, cloud rise over the west. You say, amen, you know, it get dark, cloud coming up, you know, it ain't going to rain. Amen, you can discern that. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then, amen, you say the wind going to blow. Amen. From a certain direction. Amen. From the south, the wind blow. Amen. It's going to be heat. And it come to pass. Now, if you know all of that, can't you believe what this Bible says? Don't you believe the facts of the Lord? Can't you believe that Jesus come to take sin out of you? I'm telling you, can't you believe that? Some people can believe some of these natural things, but can't believe the laws of God. Can't believe this spiritual teaching that I teach and preach. Can't believe that. But Jesus said, call them hypocrites. Amen. What did the Bible say, Missionary Bell?
It said, ye hypocrites, ye can discern the face of the sky and of the earth, but how is it that ye do not discern this time?
Amen. How can you can't understand holiness? You can't understand what the Bible says. Some people say, well, holiness is too strict for me. You telling me the way of the Lord is too strict for you? It's a straight and narrow way to heaven. It's not no broad way. It's a straight and narrow way. The Bible said that. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus said the way is straight and narrow. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, amen. People are so big in pride. Pride but throw the devil out of heaven. And throw all them angels that got with him, throw them out because of pride. And pride is going to keep a lot of people out of heaven now. Because they're too proud to humble themselves down to get sanctified. People are too proud. I'm telling you, too proud. Proud. One guy told me that. That was a matter with him. He know he proud. Amen. But I want to let you know, you can't go to heaven being proud. You hear me? I'm telling you, you can't go to heaven. So people so proud, they don't want to humble themselves down and be getting this straight and narrow way. They want to do things their way. They want to dress like the world. Amen. And then get an attitude when the preacher talk about it. Glory to God. Amen. And want to run to these churches that support their devilish ways. Praise God. But I'm here to let you know, you can't go to heaven having your own way. You got to do it God's way. Amen. I'm telling you, you got to do it God's way. Holiness bees on the inside. Holiness works on the outside. A change take place in you. People can see the change in you. You don't act like the world. You don't talk like the world. Some Christian talk about they save and speak profanity. How in the world are you going to, amen, be saved and talk profanity? I'm telling you. Amen. Well, look what Peter done. Peter won't sanctified. You hear me? Peter was not delivered. Praise God. Because Jesus hadn't shed his blood at that time. That's the reason why Peter cursed. And when you don't be sanctified, you don't be delivered. You won't curse too. Praise God. Well, Peter repented. Well, true. Peter repented. But repentance don't take that out of nature of sin out of you. And people need to understand, know that. Repentance only get forgiveness of your committed sins. And people need to know that. That's what godly sorrow and repentance will do. It will cause you to get forgiveness of all your committed sins. But it don't root out that desire that cause you to backslide and go back and want to pick that mess up again. Repentance don't get that out. It takes the power of the blood of Jesus Christ to get that thing out of you. Praise God. And people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Amen. And that's why I've been preaching about. Praise God. Amen. In order to go to heaven, that Adam nature of sin got to come out of you. In order to get the Holy Ghost, that Adam nature of sin got to come out of you. Praise God. And I'm telling you, and people need to understand, know that. Glory to God. Because you can't go to heaven with that Adam nature of sin in you. Amen. Praise God. And people need to know that. That's why Christians say they save and curse. Because that devil is still in them. Praise God. I'm telling you, when you get Christ in you, that cursing demon comes out of you. Glory to God. I'm telling you, you don't curse no more. When you say you're a child of God. Amen. Folk get mad. When they get mad, child, the devil come out of them. You hear me? And they start cursing, child. Glory to God. But when Christ come in you, he changes your attitude. You don't get mad like that no more. Praise God. I'm telling you, glory to God. Amen. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. I'm telling you, because folk don't hear this type of preaching all the time. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll hear right. Blow out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And the speaking in tongue. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, the coronavirus, the flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Lord, touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velma.
Praise Him. The Lord is so good. He is so wonderful. The song said, come to Jesus. He will heal you. He will save you. He will deliver you. Jesus can do that for each and every one of us. She believed that message and that prayer. The Ella Holmes that's prayed, the Lord is able to do anything but fail. Those that behind prison bars, other homes, and I love you. Jesus loves you best. He has a plan for you to have hope and plan for you to prosper and a plan for you to have a future. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. The Lord can provide for you and can deliver you and provide what you need to have. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, hallelujah, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. I encourage you, I implore you, I challenge you to allow God to work in your life and to allow him to fix you and provide for you, because he can do it. Nothing is impossible for him. Give God a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself as we gear up to go back into the jails and prison, doing what the Lord called us to do. Though you don't speak the Spanish language, write our ministry for Spanish material called Jesus Love the Spanish Speaking People. We have sent, amen, Spanish material out to, amen, the Spanish speaking population, because, amen, the Spanish language, Spanish Bibles, and other material. Praise God. Amen. Amen. To the next broadcast, this Chaplain William Holmes, amen, and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.